broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. A dangerous winter storm is whipping the East Coast with significant snowfalls, strong thunderstorms, and blustery winds. Forecasters estimate a foot of snow will fall in parts of New England, New York State, Ohio, and Pennsylvania through tomorrow morning. Emirati police say a suspected drone attack may have sparked an explosion that engulfed three oil tankers in Abu Dhabi and another fire at an extension of Abu Dhabi International Airport that killed three people and wounded six. The annual Martin Luther King Jr. service is set to be held at his old congregation in Atlanta. Scheduled to attend are the city's mayor, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, and U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock. And Wall Street is closed today because of the Martin Luther King Jr. birthday holiday. More details at srnnews.com.
I invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes. Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is, 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating two corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York, licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org, corporate NMLS number 1330, equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this MLK holiday, it's going to remain cold, well below normal for this time of the year. Today will be breezy and cold, but dry. High temperature up to about 49, with those gusty northwesterly winds making it seem cooler. Tonight, mainly clear. We're headed for the deep freeze. Overnight, low temperature down to about 27. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, not quite as cool. Close to normal for this time of the year, high around 57. Risk of showers by Wednesday afternoon, but a better chance of rain by Wednesday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
I'm so ready to get back to the way it used to be over a year ago.
Me too. I know that Adams Drugs is still my pharmacy choice. Always has been and always will be. I'm not going to be forced to use mail order or another pharmacy by our insurance company.
Yes, that's for sure. I went in to get my prescriptions filled and it was very refreshing to feel like I was the only person in the store. They gave me their undivided attention and made sure I didn't have any questions about my medications. You just don't see that kind of service anymore.
We don't have to worry about a new normal when it comes to our service from Adams Drugs. They've always been prompt and reliable and had excellent customer service, too. We can even get our prescriptions delivered if we can't get to the store on time.
I like it when they call and remind me of a prescription that's ready for refill, or when the doctor has called one in for me. They even call me and wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they definitely go the extra mile. Always have and always will.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to Ole Miss. Hey, Ole Miss.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I just wanted to point out, and I'm sure I've heard you both say it, the Tallahassee situation with the abuse, he's the one with the pictures, he's the one everybody blaming, but you can never tell whether it was initiated by the female or not. I've been in situations where I knew people that they got the snot beat out of them, and wife called on them and then damaged herself while the police were on the way. He got arrested. The only thing saved him was his neighbor testified that she beat his butt on a regular basis. But just because it looks like it was him, that doesn't mean he wasn't defending himself.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, it depends on the context situation. The advice I usually give to anybody I know, any couple, it shouldn't ever get to that point. Like, somebody needs to leave before it
gets
that.
There you go. Like my grandmother said, if you go to bed mad at night together, you might want to reevaluate your situation if you can't make it right before you go to bed.
Right. And then, of course, I've met people stories women have told me. There are some really evil, bastards out there who deserve everything in the book thrown at them.
Oh, I know. I've been associated in the Marine Corps. Know several horror stories.
Yeah.
Stress and alcohol don't mix when a marriage comes.
There you go.
Y'all have a good morning.
Thank you, Ole Miss.
See you, Ole Miss.
And let's go to Billy real quick. Hey, Billy.
Hey, fellas. Hope y'all doing well.
Doing well, Billy.
Just kind of piggybacking off your last caller. Seemed like it hadn't been a good weekend for Alabama quarterbacks and mayors, has
Oof,
it?
No, you're kidding.
Not at all.
But I got and Eddie, I don't know how how the people you know in Montgomery and stuff, but I'm retired from the city of Montgomery, and back when Bobby Bright was mayor, we answered a call over in Deer Creek of a guy we found dead, and he was a pastor, and the crime scene, it was a crime scene. The mayor actually pulled up and went to every individual homes and wanted to reiterate residents living there that it was an isolated incident, which it was. But based on what I saw with my own two eyes, that there is a murderer or a group of murderers that's still on the loose in Montgomery. Because nobody has found out or relayed any information regarding this pastor that died at his home that day or that night. And I'm pretty sure y'all know who I'm talking about. But if anybody could have any insight on this, we certainly appreciate it.
And by the way, Billy, that reminds me that on Saturday, you know the guy who shot up folks at Bama Lanes?
Oh, yeah, he's out.
He's out again. The Supreme Court, by the way, updated their bail schedules, the Supreme Court of Alabama, to where for murder, he wasn't charged with capital murder, he was charged with murder, you couldn't go to a maximum of $1.5 million. I believe that's what Darryl Bailey went for, combined with other things. What the guy had to present was about $870,000, and he's still bonded out. So somebody's got stacks of cash at one of this guy out.
Well, I guarantee you some drug money, with Bailey went public because people were raising Cain about it. Wouldn't nobody raising Cain about all of this, you know, would hurt anything from him.
Well,
If it was a Montgomery police officer in there trying to defend his life, the man would have been going crazy, and WSFA would have him in prison by 6 o'clock that night. You know, let's face it. But I don't have much for that guy. But anyway, fellas, y'all have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Billy.
Thank you, Billy.
And let me bring on Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. But, Ray, I need you to do me a favor. Say how you darn to Jack Campbell.
Jack Campbell, how you doing?
Okay. Ray, how are you?
We're doing great. We're actually in Knoxville, Tennessee, heading back from Gatlinburg. Took the girls and we chased snow this weekend.
Oh, great, great.
Matter of fact, they wanted to do the ad today, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Here's Taylor.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Tell me about Prattville Carpet, Taylor.
Well, we have some of the greatest carpet and flooring and tile selections that you will find in the Tri-County area, and I know that we have Smart Strand carpet for all your pets, because I know they're kind of messy. I don't know what else to say, that's just the truth.
Yes, the pets can be messy, but y'all have the great product there that's, it doesn't get ruined if the pets come in all muddy or all wet. It can stand the test of time and stand those messy pets. And it's also just a great product all around. I've got some of that, luxury vinyl plank flooring. It looks like traditional hardwood, but it has a little more give, and it's more forgiving when it comes to getting wet or dirty. So you ever thought about having a career in radio, Sailor?
No, sir, not really.
You are smart. You're very wise. Don't ever think of it.
Yes, sir, thank you.
So, well, guys, we're driving through a winter wonderland now. It's absolutely gorgeous up here, and I'll be back at work tomorrow, but everybody else is at work. So give us a call today. What's the number? Do you remember the number?
334-285-8117.
285-8117. And when you call that number, folks, be sure to tell them that you heard Ray Bowles and the entire family here on News and Views from 9 till noon. Appreciate you, Ray. Appreciate you, Sailor.
Guys, we'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Bye. So, Jack Campbell, how you doing?
I'm okay. Thank you. How are you?
Great. So, what do you think of this number one, the mayor of Tallahassee?
I heard about that. I don't know. You never know.
You never know. And unfortunately, this is too often a story in politics where you see somebody who's either a sitting legislator or somebody who's running for office, and they get...
Look at David Duhart in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
His wife, his girlfriend beat him up about 2 years ago.
Heck, oh.
Really beat him up.
Well, and what always... flummoxes me is when you know you have trouble at flummox, Jack. Don't look at me that way.
I can that clip as splendid. Let alone say it.
But like, why would you jump in the public eye? It's one thing if you don't know and somebody things get bad after you're already in the public eye. But why would you run for office if there's so much trouble at home?
I don't know. People do it all the time. They think they're bulletproof.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, right. The narcissism being a common trait.
Yeah, I believe so.
Political cause.
Yeah. Here, let's go to Robert. Hadn't heard from him in a while. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Robert. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. I just heard Jack. I just had to call in.
Hey, Robert. Jack. How are you?
Hey, Jack, you sound great, guy.
Thank you.
You sound great. I love everything you're doing. I love everybody that's working with you, guy.
Thank you so much.
They're working hard, and you're working hard, and you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. I'll try.
You tell your therapist that Robert said he loves whoever it is because they're doing a great job.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, happy New Year, Jack.
You too, Robert.
Thanks,
Robert. He's a great guy. Robert is a great guy.
And then what do you think about this Sheriff's Association?
What a nut he is. You've been there too long. You've been there for 30-something years. He needs to go. Right. That's quite a sub, he said.
Can we start getting like an assessment of actuarial tables for life insurance as like when you have to retire as a public official?
Ooh, Joey.
Judges can run after the 70 in Alabama.
But remember, there was a judge a couple years ago that was trying to push that. He was an older judge that was running, I think, down in South Alabama.
And he wanted to get rid of that maximum years?
Yep.
I don't know about that.
I
see the argument that it's not always an age thing. Like, you can meet somebody who's 50 and they don't have their wits about them, and you can meet somebody in their 80s or 90s and they're still very, very sharp.
Right.
So it's hard to know, but generally speaking, it's a pretty good rule.
Well, they can be incredibly sharp, but just be out of touch with the rest of the world.
That too. Though I worry about some of these younger judges.
Joe Biden.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I know.
Don't get me started on Joe Biden.
This is Ginsburg was sharp until the end.
Right.
Oh, Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Yeah.
Even though I didn't like her.
Well, even though she would fall asleep half the time,
that's
too.
That's okay.
Well, if you were boring, she was going to sleep on you.
You know who she was friends with?
Who?
Scalia.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Ginsburg and Scalia really were good friends. Do you think he actually died of natural causes, Scalia?
In Texas, I don't know. Hmm. When did he bird hunting?
Yeah, and he was at like a cabin or something.
Yeah.
Apparently died in the woods.
I think.
Yeah, he died in his sleep or something.
Yeah.
You bet.
Yeah, but this new court recently handed down a major defeat for Biden.
Great news.
Yeah, the OSHA mandate, which is great news. And, hey, let's see what's going on nationally for a second, because things aren't good for Biden. Let's see what's been
had a week
up.
Of losing.
I know. Bad week last week. Yeah. Because he inept.
Right.
Well, now he's fixing to try to do a police overhaul. He's going to try to shove that down our throats. And police
Charger Joe brought attention from the economy.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
But is it voting stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're trying
what
to push these ridiculous
bills. What one would have an ID? Yeah. What the hell is wrong with that?
You can get a free ID. Alabama, at one point, would give you a ride to get a free
we'll
ID.
We'll come to you to give right. you an ID.
You know why they're doing this? Immigrants.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Well, and they want to centralize.
It had nothing to do with black people at all. It's immigrants. Well, they want to let them vote.
Look how many we have coming in.
I know.
On a daily basis.
They're not going to go GOP. I can promise you that.
Though they are having a little problem with Hispanic voters that have been here a long time. They're not going Democrat
in the way they're not liking it at all.
Like, for instance, that last election, 2020, South Florida went strong Trump.
I think Kenya Cuellar in Texas should change parties.
Who should change parties?
Kenya Cuellar.
Okay.
On the border.
Right.
It's a Democrat, but he should change parties and run in the GOP.
Right. I think Manchin should change parties, too.
I do, too.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Well, and then that's the big defeat for Biden. Like, they thought they could really browbeat Sinema and Manchin.
Man, have they tried.
Into getting rid of the filibuster. Yeah. And number one, I've learned, don't trust people in general like you might trust a friend in politics. Trust people's self-interest. And it is in the self-interest of Joe Manchin and Sinema to...
Not to do with...
Yeah, like right now they hold all this power. They're these moderate Democrats. They have immense power over the United States government. They can get a lot for their district and for their home states. Why would they cut their knees out from under them?
And he can win as a general cut again, right. I bet.
Oh, no doubt.
He should change too.
Well, and of course, the big story over the weekend was this hostage situation.
In Texas,
at the synagogue in Texas. Of course, I've learned with any of these sorts of situations, don't jump on the first information.
Right.
It comes out because everybody, it's like a Rorschach test. They see what they want to see. But it turns out it was a British citizen.
Yeah.
Who wanted to, like, an Al-Qaeda doctor or scientist release.
Someone
engineer.
That's been is locked up until, I think, 80 years, 86 years is what she got for trying to cause harm to American citizens.
Man.
Basically, she's a terrorist.
And the FBI has admitted it was a terrorist attack after their initial statement coming short of that. Though masterful tactics by that sting unit for the FBI. But say what you will about the higher echelons, the leadership of the FBI and the intelligence community and all the politicking they do.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're still...
agents are good people.
Right.
Well, and some really well-trained guys that you do not want coming to you.
No.
You know, when they're coming after you, you've really messed up.
That's a note you don't want on your jar.
Let's go to Pat. Hey, Pat.
Good morning, guys. Hearing you talk about our current president, I was reminded of something I heard this weekend that he said, it's not who votes, but who counts the votes. Right. And there was somebody else in history that is famous for saying that. And his name was also Joe. But
Uncle Joe.
Stalin.
Yeah, Stalin.
So they're all on the same sheet of music.
Appreciate it, Pat.
Anyway, thank you, Pat. Best day.
Joe Kennedy also said that?
In Chicago.
What is it with all these Joes?
What, 1960... Again, Nixon.
Right. Well, and that goes into all the conspiracy around JFK's assassination, right? That Joe Kennedy had made a deal with the mob or something?
I don't believe that.
I went down a rabbit hole.
That's one angle.
You just checked
Say that. Easy for you to say
that. Ted Cruz's father.
Ted Cruz's father is the one behind JFK's death? Okay, yeah. Yeah, that is what... well, Trump didn't say...
I'm not saying that David Becker with the National Enquirer said it. Right. I'm not saying it's true, but they reported it there.
Oh, goodness gracious. And we're going to start seeing more and more of those over-the-top negative attacks.
Sure.
Especially here in the state. I wonder, is anybody going to go hard in the paint against Kay Ivey? Can you see a super PAC like doing an actual negative ad against Governor Kay Ivey?
Maybe someone naturally.
Right.
Yeah, maybe.
People in the state are too polite, at least in public.
The lobby that out and wait for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, they are. They want Kay Ivey in there as much as anybody.
They're not going to be for Tim Jones or Lindy.
But there's no limit on, like, how much you can give a candidate in the state, right?
I don't think so. There should be.
Right, I agree with you. But there is no limit, so I
can... Carbobation, I think there's a limit.
Well, on federal
needs to be 500.
Okay.
Under corporation.
Oh, a corporation limit.
In the old days. I don't know now.
Well, and individuals can give a lot on state races.
Oh, yeah.
It's unlimited.
Sure.
On federal races, it's a bit bit limited.
Yeah.
I can't remember off the top of my head, like $2,500 a person, something, or $2,900, something like that. But I can see Trump and his forces dumping a lot of money into state politics.
Yeah.
And we'll see. Of course, the negative ads in the Senate race have come up. And honestly, I think the latest attack on Katie Britt isn't fair, they call her the Liz Cheney of Alabama. Is not
I bet you don't even know Liz.
Right, she probably doesn't. But you know what? I think it's not really literally true, and it's probably not fair, but you know what? It probably works. Kind of like, you know, Trump saying that Ted Cruz's dad helped kill JFK. Probably not true. Doesn't make any sense. Not fair at all.
Next time she's on, we should ask her, Joey.
Oh, goodness gracious. It's going to get so nasty.
I can't wait.
Yeah, you're like a pig in slop, aren't you? Here, T-Spear wants to say hey to you real quick, Jack. Hey, T-Spear.
Hi there. First of all, I want to thank Eddie Bader for being on air these past few months. He has somewhat encouraged me on my next adventure in life. Most people know that I'll be moving from here to be with my son in Somerville, South Carolina, which is near Charleston, but I'll certainly be taking y'all with me.
Good.
This won't happen until later on this year. But anyway, I want to thank Eddie Bayer for being there, and I may just take that course on real estate. It would give me a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But
oh,
most
so.
Importantly, I wanted to say, as Bill Murray said in Stripes, welcome back, Jack.
Thank you.
It is so good to hear your voice. And to know that you're back with, you've always been with us, but to have you back in that chair with us, with your wit and your knowledge and your cynicism, we need you so badly.
Thank you so much. That's nice. I love you too.
We have missed you.
Okay.
And there was not a day that we all did not pray for you and pray for your recovery.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
There was not a day that went by that we did not think, Jack's not here, but it's okay because we know he's getting better.
Well, thank you.
And we missed you, my friend. We missed you.
That's so nice.
You are very welcome. Anyway, we're all listening.
Good luck.
I hope that I've turned my nephew on to this channel.
Good luck. And the Palmetto State.
Yeah, the Palmetto State.
Yes, Palmetto State. And they've got some people that need a real boot kicking, and
yes, they do.
I may start some issues there when I get there. My son may not be happy about it, but you know what?
That's okay.
He'll get
That's
over
right.
it.
He sure
and if
will.
It means that I could save one seat for the patriots of this country, then by God, I'll do it.
That's so good to hear.
Thank you, T-Spear.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.
You know, when people call me cynical, it's like, have you met Jack Campbell?
No, they haven't.
Well, it is now that time, this part of the show, for me to bring on a brand new sponsor.
Okay, good.
I'm excited for this. River Region Contracting.
Okay, great.
Todd Clark, he does great work there. And, you know, folks, owning a home is...
His edge on the radio.
Right. Yes. And now he's a sponsor here exclusively of News and Views
as well.
Along with those...
So good to know.
Ads. And he wants y'all to know that, and this is... It should be obvious, but a lot of people don't know that owning a home can be one of the most expensive and long-term investments. And we're not just talking about your mortgage. We're talking about sort of basic maintenance and upkeep, and you want to be ahead of the game. And that's what they help you do there at River Region Contracting. It's a premier roofing contractor and seamless gutter professional shop there. Asphalt and metal roofs should be inspected every 3 to 5 years for preventative maintenance. Per the manufacturer, most asphalt shingles only last 12 to 18 years without an inspection. Metal roofs have screws that back out and rubber seals that dry rot, causing leaks. And so their inspectors there at River Region Contracting are part of this preventative maintenance. Their inspections and estimates are always free. And the great thing about them is they're insurance specialists. So they're not just looking at what's the shape of your roof. They're also looking at it in the sense of what is the insurance company going to say? And we're actually going to have Todd in studio to really help inform the audience, I believe, this week on Thursday, I believe. But they are insurance specialists there at River Region Contracting. So if they find a problem with the roof that the insurance company may pay for, they will walk you through the claims process and make it easy and pleasurable. Like, it could be a headache if you try to do this yourself. You don't know what you're looking for, but they are insurance specialists there. And they also have seamless gutters to protect your home's foundation and to stop yard erosion by diverting water from your house. You don't want some of those cheap, like, leaf catchers.
No, you don't.
No, get this true professional seamless gutters, because if you don't, or if you leave spots bare on your house, you're going to get that drip that gets into your foundation, gets into your garage, messes up the yard.
Messes up the paint on the deck.
So they can help you with all of this there at River Region Contracting. They like to educate their customers on roofs and gutters and call them at 334-356-8635. Again, that number for River Region Contracting, 356-8635. And be sure to tell them that Joey and the team at News and Views sent you. I look forward to having Todd on these airwaves.
Yeah. Fix to put him to work
later in the week. Great having River Region Contracting as a new sponsor here on News and Views from 9 till noon. More News and Views when we come back. Always great when Jack Campbell surprises me and stops by. More after this.
Traffic and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. At the first sign of trouble with your retirement account, you've got to
nip it in the bud.
And the best way to
nip it
is to
call the man.
That's right.
Just call the man.
Call David Ernest.
Just call the man.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Not that man.
Yes, that's the man. Call him today.
Call the man.
David Ernest has over 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. And along with Matthew Ernest and Leo Williams, they are a formidable force against those who would ruin your retirement.
Shazam!
I'll say it again. Call the man today.
I thought Calvin Cooley said that.
No, Floyd, it was me.
What Calvin Cooley said?
Go even up Barney's sideburns and call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You remember the name, right?
You.
No, it's asset preservationist David Ernest.
Golly!
Call David Ernest today.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
Hey, at Marguerite's, if you have gold, we buy it. If you have diamonds, we buy it.
coins, all kinds of valuable things. Yes, we buy it. Or if it's just sitting in a drawer and something that's important to you, we'll remake it for you, or we'll trade it into something brand new. Regardless, don't leave things sitting around the drawer. You have all kinds of assets in the house. You need to check it out. Bring it down to us. We don't charge you to give you an evaluation of what it is. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's. Bring down your valuables. Let's see if you walk away with a check, trade it in, or get something brand new.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program, get a load of this. First Lady Jill Biden has given an interview to mark the end of her first year in the White House.
Who cares?
Yeah, I know. You. Like, what's the deal with people's spouses? Like, who cares?
Yep. Like, they don't care. They said that about Melania. Like, they did not acknowledge her, sure.
Right. Yeah, that's true. But I didn't care about Melania. I didn't care about Laura. I didn't care about Hillary.
Hold on. You've got a poster of Melania.
No, I don't.
In your bathroom, I saw a poster.
Why are you such a liar?
And when I show Obama the malcontent.
Malcontent?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, but I don't care about, like, for instance, say Biden croaked tomorrow and, God forbid, Kamala Harris became president.
Oh, my God.
Do you think I would give a damn what her husband Doug had to say?
No.
Right. So it's not about, there's Joey with his...
With your band?
I'm not even going to...
She was his hoe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He said it. He put it out there.
Well, but Jill Biden is saying that she's detailing the tough task demanded by her self-defined role.
Well, because she should... Someone should detail it.
Well, she sees her role as, quote-unquote, helping to heal the nation.
Oh, you're doing a great job. What a fraud. Dr. Joe Biden.
This, of course, after Biden compared all of his political opponents to, like, Jefferson Davis and Bull Connor and George Wallace. And essentially, we're domestic terrorists now. Like, oh, that's...
I know. Confronting.
Yeah. That, what? How ridiculous. Oh, I'm going to be a uniter. I knew that was a load of crap from Inauguration Day. Well, and it's a classic trick. This is how I knew. Because everybody running for office does this. I'm a uniter, Jack Campbell.
Not a divider.
And you're a divider. Which is like, that sounds a little divisive to me. Like somebody right separating sheep from goats. But goodness gracious. Let's go to Doug from Titus. Hey, Doug.
Thank y'all for taking my call. Jack, it is so good to hear your voice.
Thank you, Doug. How about Titus?
Titus is cold as I can't say. It's just cold, but Titus is great.
You should have the blinking light.
we don't have any blinking lights. We have four-way stops, but we don't have blinking lights, so we certainly don't even have.
I thought the one or two turned to run.
There's blinking lights in Wetumpka, but I don't think there's one in Titus.
Okay, sorry.
No, you're fine. Jack, I'm not going to try to speak on Joey's behalf.
Well, you should. I can't.
he was telling the listening audience that, and I know, in my opinion, he's correct. Your speech has improved to the perfect level, I guess, of clarity that I'm begging you to interview candidates because they're really going to have to focus, but they'll be able to understand you, and you don't.
Give a damn.
You do not. But the main thing I wanted to call and tell you, my friend, is we've obviously been praying, but I was the one, if you'll remember, if you don't, that's fine. You had hinted about, because you're so tied in with politics in Alabama, that you knew who was going to challenge Mo Brooks. And you called it, Katie Britt.
Yes.
You called it, so congratulations.
Well, thank you.
You're so plugged in. Please call and not call. Please consider interviewing and challenging and put them on the hot seat.
Okay, I will try to do that.
So glad to hear you again, Jack.
Thank you.
So glad to hear you again. Hey guys, all three of y'all. Thank y'all so much for taking my call.
Appreciate you, sir. No, I need you here, Jack, because my style is a little more deferential. By the way, I do this by design. It's the long game. But I'll be good cop. You be bad cop.
I will. Love that role.
Yeah. I've seen your police outfit. Let's go to Bill Armistead. No? No? Mm-hmm. Not on air? Mm-mm. No? Like, you should have...
Read the notes.
I can't see the full thing.
That's not my problem.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry about that, Bill. We'll catch you later. Here, let's see who's on line one.
This is JR.
Hey, JR.
Hey. I was just listening. I was listening last week, and while Jack is there, I want his thoughts on this. But, you know, I think it was a lady in Mobile got into this thing, and y'all have talked about the ex-veteran that's gotten into this thing. What do y'all think about, especially this last lady, are these people just trying to put Mo in a runoff? I mean, that would be my opinion.
Yeah, I think that's the name of the game. And I think Mike Durant is very strong. I think Katie has worked her tail off. Like, I suspect when we see another poll that comes out, Durant might be a lot stronger than people think, and it's a true three-way race.
Well, you been no TV.
Yeah.
One thing.
No, I think it'll end up being Mo and one of the other two in a runoff at this point, for sure.
Well, you know, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Let me just say this. Mo is not the ultimate candidate. I think they're going to do everything they can to keep him from getting it. But Mo Brooks was one that stood up on January the 6th.
Yes, sir.
Not for some kind of crazy reason, but for the reasons that some of the stuff that was done was unconstitutional in some of those other states. I don't think anybody running against him would have done that.
Right.
I agree.
He really did stick his neck out there for not just Donald Trump, but for what he saw as the right thing to do.
Well, you know, I'm a Mo Brooks man. I mean, that's just all it is to it.
No, and I'm looking
I
at
hope everybody can sort of see through
what
they're trying to do, and he's not getting any help from the establishment Republicans.
No, he won't either.
Yeah, not at all. I look to have Mo on the show here soon again.
Well, we're going to try to have him over in Brightwell. We can get him over here. But the lady that's running, you know, any of these people running would be good. But she is the insider's pick. And she'd be a rhino. There's no doubt about it. And Mo Brooks is not going to do anything that's not good for the people. He's not going along with the party.
I know. That's one thing about him. He just... no personality at all, right. Worrying as hell, And
the last time he was in studio, which was all the way back in April of last year, he was great. I really enjoyed it. That's why if he comes to Prattville, JR, I definitely want him on the show in person. In fact, I've told him that direct. I want him here in person so we can really, you know, have a good time on the interview. And
I've known well for 20 years or more.
Yeah.
I like him. He's dull. With his front, I like Katie too.
Yeah.
She has a lot of energy and enthusiasm. I don't know Mike Gray Rent.
You don't know him?
No, don't. I never met him.
Well, it'd all be good, but you know, like what's going on with the FBI, Department of Justice, they're just totally politicized. Somebody has got to go to Washington and get that out of there. It's got to be rooted out.
You're right. It's so nuts right now.
Yeah.
That was awful. Good to have you back, Jack.
Thank you. James Comey should be in prison.
James Comey should be in prison?
Oh, no doubt.
I wonder what he's doing now.
Hiding. Run the law.
Yeah. He's hiding out.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams and her team can help you refinance that current mortgage, which you need to do before interest rates start eking up this year.
Because they're going
to
come up.
Don't leave money on the table. And whether you're looking to pay off other debts, like take some cash out, pay off other debts, no stress like money stress, or maybe you're looking to reinvest in yourself or back into your property, or it could be you're about to retire. Like you've got a plan. Say you want to retire in 10 years. Wouldn't it be nice to get that mortgage down to 10 years left to pay it? So you pay off your mortgage as you retire. That's a great strategy. And if you're a veteran, at Alabama Home Mortgage, they specialize in helping veterans. Yes, with the EARL program.
That's right.
The interest rate reduction loan program. But they also have all these programs that veterans don't even know they qualify for. Because a lot of your big banks or credit unions, a lot of your national mortgage companies don't know what's available to veterans at the VA. They do know these things at Alabama Home Mortgage. So give Kim Williams a call today at 567-4223, 567-4223. You can apply online also at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies.
You got
companies.
A 158-6268.
Wait, say that again?
158-6268.
Yes, NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
I couldn't even begin to say that.
It's a steel trap up there.
No. She's a grand mufti of mortgages.
Grand mufti of mortgages.
Definitely.
Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage. Go see her today. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Earlier this year, you learned that the Poarch Creek Indians were trying to get a tax-free monopoly on gambling in Alabama. Fortunately, the state legislature heard your voices and the bill did not pass. But the Poarch Creek cartel hasn't given up. So you have to ask yourself, why is the Republican leadership in the Alabama legislature so determined to give the Poarch Creek Indians a tax-free monopoly on gambling? Maybe it's because the Poarch Creek Indians are doling out millions of dollars in campaign cash. That's right, millions of dollars to influence next year's election. Last year, they made $1 billion in tax-free profits in this state alone. $1 billion. How much of that tax-free profit will they be using to buy Alabama politicians? Call your state representative today and say no to selling Alabama out to the casino Indians. 334-261-0500. 334-261-0500. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama.
Hey, everybody. This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. I'm the wife of an Air Force veteran and the mother of two grown children, and I've teamed up with Eddie Bader to meet your real estate needs in the River Region area. Please give me a call at 334-398-2896.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this MLK holiday, it's going to remain cold, well below normal for this time of the year. Today will be breezy and cold, but dry. High temperature up to about 49, with those gusty northwesterly winds making it seem cooler. Tonight, mainly clear. We're headed for the deep freeze. Overnight, low temperature down to about 27. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, not quite as cool. Close to normal for this time of the year, high around 57. Risk of showers by Wednesday afternoon, but a better chance of rain by Wednesday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To news and views from 9 till noon. I've got Jack Campbell pantomiming some piano here. Now he's directing the band. You love this song, don't
I do.
You? Little Gray Seal by Elton John. What is, it's on the Yellow Brick Road album,
yes,
right?
Yes, I think.
Yeah.
He's a great pianist.
Absolutely.
Really is.
Little bitty fingers, too.
Little bitty fingers?
Yeah. Sharp, fat fingers. Sure.
He's got sausage fingers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And yet he's that good of a piano player?
Yep.
Yeah, he's great.
All right. Well, did you see this crazy story out of Atlanta? You know the MARTA system, right?
Yes, yes. I do.
Well, the head of the MARTA system, the guy's name was Jeffrey Parker. Apparently, he committed suicide by stepping in front of a commuter train.
Gonna be a bear.
Empty.
Oh, you don't think he thought there's some foul play involved there? He was 55 and CEO and general manager of the Metropolitan Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority since 2018, and he was hailed by the board chairwoman, Rita Scott, as a dedicated civil servant and leader.
Check the books.
And, like, I don't know if there's video of this. I'd imagine there is. It just hasn't been released.
Sure,
he apparently
is.
Just... jumped in front of a train.
Check the books. Something's going to come out.
What goes through someone's mind? The engine?
The what?
The engine?
I think the horn first.
I love having you back, Jack Campbell.
Good God.
Oh, that's...
Oh, God. I know.
No, but that's the darndest
thing. That's so
mean. Like, seriously, I'm like, how did that happen?
It's quick.
Yeah.
Something's...
Well, and I guess if you're managing trains all day, you're like, well, that could be the way to go.
Yeah.
You never know, folks. You never know. 272-9222.
You like my idea about Tulsi Gabbard?
About Tulsi Gabbard, yeah. Jack Campbell texted me. You woke up at like 2 a.m., mm-hmm. like you're William Faulkner having to write your ID on the walls?
Yeah.
And he just texted me this morning that I woke up at 2 a.m. and I had this incredible idea that Tulsi Gabbard should be the vice presidential candidate on whatever Republican ticket this next cycle.
That would drive them crazy.
I love it. Because Tulsi really has been talking a good populist game.
And doesn't like Biden.
Doesn't like Biden. Doesn't like the establishment at all.
No.
It doesn't hurt that she's
military service,
that she's also incredibly good looking.
I know. And
she's very well spoken.
You're into that kind of woman.
Yes.
I think that would grab them crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you saw what they did to, Cena, that because of the her opposing getting rid of the filibuster. They just dogged her out.
Cena?
What
is John Cena in the Congress now?
No, John Cena. Say, you know, whatever Cinema. That lady's name. Yeah,
Trish.
She's not a Cinnabon.
Cinema.
Yeah, that too.
He may be.
You know, you see why I want to smack him in the face sometimes? Really. Right, seriously.
And that gonna watch Joe Manchin.
What about Joe Manchin?
That not gonna budge him.
Oh, no, they're not gonna budge Manchin at all. No.
He don't take care.
Yeah, so we'll see. They, but I like that Tulsi Gabbard idea.
I do too.
Now, you really do think Trump's gonna run again? Because he just did that big rally in Arizona over the weekend. Did you see any of that?
100,000 people.
Yeah. That was massive.
I know. And that Arizona too.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm wondering how many people watch this thing.
Well, I've got a lot of friends in Arizona, and when I bring up what happened with Trump in Arizona, they swear that Arizona is a Trump-supporting state, but the numbers don't show it.
Well, here, let's listen in. This is some of Trump in Arizona, and it says he goes off on Biden at this rally. This was Saturday night.
So we all knew that Joe Biden would be not so good. But few could have imagined that he would be such a disaster for this country, what they've done. Inflation is the worst it's been in 40 years. Gas prices are up 50%. The grocery shelves, the department store shelves, they're empty. You had an excuse not to buy Christmas gifts. You say to your loved one, darling, I'm sorry, I love you very much, but I just can't. There's no merchandise in Tiffany. I wanted to buy the most beautiful ring, but they don't have any rings anymore. Nobody has anything. We never even heard the term supply chain. You know, if you talk supply chain, is not something that we even talked about, and that's what happened. And it's a very sad thing. The streets of the Democrat run cities are drenched in blood with record high murders and drug deals and human trafficking. There are 4 times more COVID cases. Remember, I'm going to get rid of COVID. I'm going to get rid of COVID. 4 times more cases than ever before. Today, the hospital set a record, brand new record. Our beautiful, strong southern border from 1 year ago, it was all set, it was all finished, it was beautiful. We had the best numbers we've ever had at the southern border, and that includes drugs coming into our country. We cut it down to a number that nobody thought was possible. And now it's up 7 times more than it was a year ago. Think of it, 7 times more. Our border's been abolished and illegal aliens are pouring into our country by the millions and millions and millions, and we don't even know where the hell they're coming from. We know nothing about it, but you're going to pay a big price. Biden has utterly humiliated our nation on the world stage. Putin is not only threatening Ukraine. I don't know if you've been reading about this, but now he's threatening to go into Cuba and Venezuela. That's a lack of respect, and we never had that problem, did we? There was no problem with Putin in Ukraine. There was no problem with President Xi in Taiwan. China, Russia, and Iran are engaging in aggression and provocations they never would have dared do just 1 year ago. They would never have done any of this. They're toying with us. That's exactly what's happening. And our woke military leaders, these are not people that are respected by Russia and China and North Korea, Kim Jong-un. He's starting to shoot missiles again. Do you notice? He's starting to shoot the missiles. And all the press back there. And by the way, more importantly, forget them. Look at the people as far as the eye can see. Look at the people.
That is a massive crime.
As far as the eyes, forget the cars. Look at the people way back, and I mean like football fields back. And you know what? I would ask the press to turn your cameras around and show the kind of crowd that we have, because nobody's ever had a movement like this. Nobody's ever had spirit like this or a crowd like this.
Wow.
Wow. Not Ray and Ty either.
No. I was going to ask you, though, and this is why I thought to play the clip, you think he's running again?
Head yes.
Yeah. And maybe he picks Tulsi Gabbard if she wants to go there.
I like that idea.
But I love, by the way, that you see this massive rally with, that is a huge crowd. You see these crowds all over the nation, and yet the corporate press looks at this and goes, that's not democracy. That's a threat to democracy. Yeah, that, it's literally people excited to get out and vote. Yeah, I think they mean something other than voting when they talk about democracy. Maybe they're hegemony, maybe they're a little oligarchy.
All the people enter the elections. Are they insurrectionists?
Oh, yeah, we're all insurrectionists.
I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, it's not working, I'll put it that way. With Biden's approval, what, 33%, 32%? Yeah. In Quinnipiac, of
and
all
that,
places.
That means Democrats don't like him.
Well, and as they try to push this continuing narrative of domestic terrorists, insurrectionists, all this different stuff, what people care about is something like inflation. What people care about is that usually the pretty cagey Russians are now out in the open saying, here are our demands. We talked to Mark Conversino about that last Friday. Like, there's some pretty big developments happening. I keep saying, and I don't mean to be over the top, this is a revolutionary time. And on many fronts, I feel like I am I'm on sound footing saying that. And our current leadership in D.C. is not ready to face such a revolutionary time. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know, they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here, and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success, and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We are not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, coworkers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's been such a crazy day. Traffic on I-65 is nuts. I've still got to pick up the kids. I am just ready to be home. Wait a minute. It's Wednesday. Southern Bells came today. Today is my favorite day of the week.
With all the busyness of daily life, wouldn't it be nice to come home to a clean house with fresh sheets on your bed? For years, Southern Bells Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of the River Region. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Folks, before the top of the hour break, I need to remind you that this part of the program is brought to you by XI Repair and Jonathan Strange. What a great guy. And also a talented guy. Young entrepreneur who started up fixing people's cell phones, smartphones when he was in high school. And he was so respected by his teachers, he could take a call and leave the classroom. They understood, this kid's going places. But he got tired of meeting folks in the parking lot or at Mickey D's or Walmart. Instead, he opened up a location, an actual physical location to fix those smartphones, those tablets, those old laptop or desktop computers. And now they have two locations here in Montgomery. Brand new location right on Perry Hill Road. Same shopping center as Fresh Market and Adams Drugs and so many of those stores you know and love. You can see it from the road in all its glory, XI Repair. When you stop by, they can fix most of your smartphone problems in under 30 minutes. And another great thing about XI Repair is there are no fix, no fee shop. So if they can't fix what you need fixed, they're not going to charge you for it. But the good news is they can